Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meant to get to this yesterday, Lee.
Okay.
Those pets of yours, they pose a problem, climate change-wise.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because you know the iron law of climate change.
Yeah.
If something brings humans joy, it must be regulated by Democrats because it's probably destroying the planet.
Of course. Just like bovine flatulence.
Yeah. I love beef. Cow farts, not so much. But
yeah, well, that's, you know, there's a price to be paid.
Yes. And we're all happy to pay it, most of us.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the hot air asking, could it be that happiness is the real enemy of climate cultists? Are they really so unhappy that they want everyone so unhappy that they will queue up for the suicide pods that liberals are so excited to roll out? By the way, Illinois just passed the law allowing you to kill yourself if you would like. Purpose of that, I'm not really sure. But anyway, you can tell what the left is doing here. The Associated Press making the argument pets have a pretty sizable climate impact. The problem is they eat. That's the same problem that the left has with us, that we eat. Pets contribute to greenhouse gases like us. Here's how to reduce their carbon paw print. I mean, what are they?
Paw
what are they?
Print,
I know, really.
Gosh.
What are they up to here? And then you get it. They want you to make your poor dog go vegan. Dogs can get plenty of protein and the right balance of protein without actually ingesting any meat, is what the AP is arguing. Can you imagine how cruel it is to take meat away from a dog?
I mean, that's not science. I'm sorry. I mean, there's a reason that dogs have teeth like they do, and cats too. And it ain't to eat, green beans and broccoli.
Beef is what they call a pollutive protein. It releases carbon gases into the air, the production of it. So it's got to go. You've got to make your dog vegan, they say.
Otherwise known as animal abuse. So.
Yeah, that's animal. Can you imagine? I mean, oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah. PETA ought to have something to say about this.
Yeah, they won't, though.
No, of course not, because they're right in league with all these, green environmentalists.
So what they want you to do is, what is this about? Why is the Associated Press pushing this? Okay, their bid to convince humans, because remember, this was really hot when the Democrats were running for office in the primary in 2020. I mean, they all had to pledge. Remember that particular cookout, literally a cookout with meat on the barbecue, Democrat primary, and they're serving up Wagyu beef to each other and giving interviews about how other people have to stop eating beef. Remember that? 2020 primary, yeah. Kamala Harris.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to have to limit your beef. Well, that did not go over, and they stopped talking about it for now. This is their new approach, okay? If we can't get humans to go along with insect-based proteins for now and vegan weird stuff and tofu, then you know what? We'll start with dogs. We'll start with animals and get people used to that idea. Do you know what they're objecting to? Is that dogs are eating better food now. Like, you know, the kind that goes in your refrigerator?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen the commercials. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Farmer's Dog.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I still had a dog, I would totally get that for my dog. Yeah. I used to spoil her rotten. She died of old age at 17 and I still miss her, but she would have loved that. That would have been better than kibble, right? And they're very opposed to this. They want that to stop and they want your dog to be vegan. Why? Because that sets the stage for the normalization of that. And then, hey, maybe you can try a little bit of, you know, vegan food. Maybe you can eat the insect protein. Look, your dog is living off the insect protein. He's doing fine. Meanwhile, here we go. Business Insider simultaneously arguing crickets contain more protein than beef and are the food of the future. They're not giving up on this, you understand. They're just, they never do. They're just coming at it from a different angle.
Okay, I'm sorry. Biblically, grasshoppers were thought of as a plague.
How ironic that that's what they want us to eat.
That was one of the plagues on the Pharaoh. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I just had to.
Well, know
make
how
the
this
biblical reference there.
You know how this goes, right? They'll roar around in their, you know, jet fuel guzzling jets.
Yes, absolutely.
While we eat crickets.
Yeah.
And they'll be eating the Wagyu beef on those jets, just so you know.
Right.
Right. All the right people. They're just talking about you and me. Right. They're not, and our dog. They're not talking about them. That's never for them.
Fiber for Fido.
Yeah. Meantime, and remember this, they're even harking back to this. Remember this from The New Scientist? Cannibalism was surprisingly common among prehistoric humans.
Yes, because they were starving.
Yeah. That's why. Our human ancestors ate each other. Why don't we think of it? Well, no. Okay, no. So that one went to. You see the crazy places the left can go with this. So
Soylent Green is people. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you see, this is what they're doing. They're normalizing this idea. Well, you know, I'll start with your dog. How about we just take the food away from your dog? And then, well, you know, once you're normalized to that, we'll just, you know, go on from there. You know what's interesting with this? They never change. During the Chinese Communist Revolution, they just have a different excuse. The Chinese Communist Revolution, Peking, you know, like, you know, Pekingese dogs were dragged out of homes and killed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could not walk one. They would take it, the crowds, the mobs, and kill it for you. Why did the dogs have to die in that Chinese Communist Marxist Revolution? Oh, it was because anything that was a sign of national Chinese pride or identity, and that particular dog species was developed in China. It's unique to China. It's part of their national identity, had to be destroyed. And that had, so the dogs had to die. So look, they're doing it again. They're coming up with another reason. It's always the same program, different reason. But they're obsessed with it. And I think it's just, they don't want you to love anything, treasure or value anything they don't control.
I guess next they'll be wanting to defund the canine officers.
Who knows?
Just,
I don't even know.
Just trying to take this to its next logical conclusion.
You just don't know. So, but yeah, they're back and they'll be back again. They're going to keep trying to do this. And it's never going to end. Meanwhile, the headline in the UK Daily Mail, unholy mess, FAA lists 40 airports where thousands of flights will be canceled daily as shutdown sparks unholy mess. Meanwhile, headline, far left Democrat senators who are excited by the election results of Tuesday, doubling down on the shutdown. They want to keep things shut down, which basically, if you want to translate all that, means you're not flying anywhere till illegal immigrants get their free health care. They're literally willing to shut the country down over this. It's incredible. And we'll see how it ends.
Exactly. It's, you know, they're claiming that that's part of what drove the electorate to elect all these far left wing progressives.
Yeah. And here's the thing, what they're saying is kind of interesting. The FAA directs more than 44,000 flights daily. Some of those, a lot of those are cargo flights. They're not human flights. And so You keep the shutdown going, the cargo is not going to move. Cargo doesn't move. It's going to depress the economy, depress GDP, show declining numbers, and then the Democrats can scream and yell, oh, look. Look, Donald Trump's economy is a mess. We're not selling stuff. GDP, growth down.
Tariffs.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it sure looks like the Supreme Court is going to take Trump's tariff authority away.
Yeah, that argument didn't sound too good. I don't know.
And truth be told, I mean, I've never really thought he had the authority to do it. It was a real stretch.
Yeah.
Because Congress, there was some theoretical delegation of tariff authority, but Congress technically can't even delegate its tariff authority in the Constitution because of separation of powers. So it sounds like they're going to take it away from him. You know what's funny about that? Long term, that's not good because we don't have any way to really combat the Chinese. Short term, though, it ironically would be good for Trump because it would take away the uncertainty where, you know, certain businesses, particularly import-export oriented, are kind of paused in hiring, paused in investment. You know, we still are waiting for Trump to make a lot of decisions. So oddly, it could help him short term, ironically. We'll see what they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, y'all been demanding I address this. I get this on the text line every day. Now, there's just been so much news I haven't talked into it. But okay. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Cash Patel, head of the FBI, shuts down Charlie Kirk foreign intelligence probe in explosive feud with Trump's counterterror chief. What's going on here? Okay. Tulsi Gabbard is America's top spy. A lot of people don't know that. She's head of the ODNI, Office Director of National Intelligence. So it's a fusion center, basically. So all of the intel from CIA, FBI, GSA, whatever, NSA, it all flows through there. She gets, I would love to have that job. I'd like never leave the building and all I do was read. But she gets it all. So she has a trusted assistant, Joe Kent. He is the head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He is her closest advisor. So he's got access to all of that intel that the FBI is using on the Charlie Kirk assassination, whatever it's collected. He can see it in her office. So Joe Kent, her closest advisor, Tulsi Gabbard, started analyzing the FBI files to determine whether Kirk's alleged killer received assistance from a foreign power. I'm just going to read the UK Daily Mail, tell you what it says. Kent's investigation alarmed Cash Patel, who believed the counter-terror chief was overstepping by interfering with an ongoing FBI investigation. Now, I don't know that I understand how just looking at the intel, which they have every right to do, Tulsi, whoever would interfere. I don't know how that interferes, but I'm sure there's things I don't know. The Times, the UK Times of London, spoke with supporters of Joe Kent, who claim he was doing his job by chasing down any leads to ensure no foreign groups were involved in Kirk's death. after Akash Patel, head of the FBI, discovered Kent had gone through FBI case material related to the Kurt killing. A tense White House meeting was held to discuss the matter. This is according to Joe Kent. Again, Tulsi Gabbard's closest advisor, and he is head of the National Counterterrorism Center. Kent told Trump administration officials he was granted access to the FBI files by a low-ranking agency official. Akash Patel was allegedly, according to Kent, so I don't know, we don't know from Patel what his point of view is, he hasn't said, Patel was enraged that he was even looking at the files and running a counterterror investigation, which is kind of his job as the head of the National Counterterrorism Center. The White House meeting was so tense that little was accomplished, according to the Times. Trump administration, I'm just reading UK Daily Mail, y'all. Trump administration officials were worried that Kent's probe into foreign interference and the Charlie Kirk assassination could provide ammunition to Robinson's defense lawyers, who could then argue more than one suspect was involved in Kirk's murder. They wanted it shut down. Under the direction of Joe Kent, the Counterterrorism Center collected material from other intelligence agencies regarding potential foreign ties. Ooh, this is interesting. To Tyler Robinson, the Charlie Kirk shooter, as well as evaluated any potential foreign funding from individuals associated with left-wing groups such as Antifa. There have been longstanding issues regarding jurisdiction between Gabbard's office and the FBI, and they fought over them. Okay. The FBI claims they'll leave no stone unturned in the investigation. Patel and Gabbard said a joint statement where they all basically say they love each other. Kent's not happy. You know what's weird? You know what's really strange? Remember the Butler assassination? Yeah. And how we know the left-wing assassin, he was absolutely a left-winger, had a troll account on Gab where he advocated for Biden and slammed right-wingers. Remember the FBI refused to go pick up the hard drive containing all of his posts? The head of Gab, Andrew Torba, finally had to go public and say, I keep calling the FBI, they won't come pick it up. They don't seem to want the evidence. I saved it for them. I archived it. They got everything here. He was a left-wing troll. Yeah, he was killed by Trump was almost killed by a left-winger. Okay. We know that he had at least two overseas encrypted accounts. Congress has demanded information on them. Congress has not gotten information on them from the FBI. Now, you remember Bongino and Patel came out in the beginning and said, there's nothing there. And I went, they don't know. They don't know. These are the people who have to rely on whistleblowers to find out where the burn bags are. Remember Akash Patel, when he found the burn bags, which were supposed to be burned, but still had Comey's like notes and hard drive and all of that in them. He had to rely on whistleblowers to tell him where stuff is in the building. Do you think they'd be like, yeah, here are the foreign accounts. Yeah, ran totally off him. Tried to off Trump. Yeah. You know, same Iranian officials who were paying for Democrat street marches. Yeah, those people. Yeah, here it is. No, said nobody ever inside the FBI. They come and they can't get it. Folks, this is the second time this has happened. Foreign interference, maybe. I don't know. Joe Kent thought it was there. Remember Trump? I want to play this clip for you again because it's still exponentially weird that Congress hasn't been able to get this information, even in an intelligence, like a closed door, classified setting. This is Brett Baer asking Donald Trump after Bongino comes out, in after Akash Patel comes out, says, there's no there, nothing to see. Let's move on. Okay, well, all right, fine. If we're going to move on, I mean, the shooter's dead. The Butler shooter's dead. We're never going to try him. Tell us about the accounts. Who is he talking to overseas? 17 cell phones possessed by the golf course shooter, the Ukrainian Nazi lunatic. 17. Donald Trump said, I don't even have 17 phones. Like, what? Who is this guy talking to? Congress doesn't either. They request the information. They can't get it. And now here we go again. Same pattern. I'm not saying there's anything there with Tyler Robinson. Maybe there's not. But why the swirl about this? Why the pushback? And remember this from Donald Trump. This is months ago. He's talking to Brett Baer, and Brett Baer says, hey, do you buy Bongino and Patel saying, hey, there's no there there, let's not talk about it, when they haven't presented the evidence? They haven't explained the encrypted overseas accounts.
On assassination attempts, I did ask the president on the Middle East trip about this. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I think Pam is incredible. I think Cash is incredible. I'm relying on my people to tell me what it is. You know, we have deep-seated craziness in this country. And I'm relying on my people. And so far, they're good. But so far, and in this case, it's Secret Service, they tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's a little hard to believe. Folks, the only cover-up here may just be that Cash Patel and Dan Bongino don't want to admit they can't get the information on the Butler shooter because they don't control the FBI. Simplest explanation, we've seen plenty of signs of that. Could just be that. Folks, the most dangerous people in the world, I mean, besides jihadi fighters, are the ones who fight to bring them here and set them free. Gen Z girls, women, who preach women's rights, the most dangerous voters on earth. I believe this. Gen Z girls and women who preach women's rights then vote for a guy who refuses to condemn Sharia law. Do you see this? The group that most went for Zohran Mamdani. 84% of the vote, women, 18 to 29. 84% of the vote, just 12% voted the other way. If we see the downfall of what little is left of Western civilization's absolutely under attack everywhere else and crumbling before our eyes, it will be because of female voters. Worst kind, white female voters, the more educated they get, the stupider they vote. Unbelievable. You look at all the victories here that have happened. And again, it's 18 to 29-year-old women. Meanwhile, overnight, you see what that gets you. See the terror attack? LGBTQ bar shooting. I mean, God, they didn't go through with it. Someone should point this out to the folks and members of the group, the Queers for Palestine. You know, the ones who march around. It's the strangest thing. It's people with pride flags, because none of these Democrats carry the American flag anymore. The pride flag's their flag. It's people with pride flags marching with people in kafayas. It is the strangest thing, especially given that the people in kafayas would throw the people with the pride flags off the roof so fast your head would spin in their own countries. There doesn't seem to be a lot of understanding of this. Well, in Dearborn, Michigan, two 20-year-old men are now under arrest for plotting a mass shooting attack at LGBTQ plus bars in the area. They'd already obtained the weapons, practiced with those weapons, scattered the targets, had over 1,600 rounds. It's a matter of luck and sharp police work. They were caught before they committed the atrocity. They'd acquired high-powered weapons, practiced at gun ranges, and were scouting LGBTQ plus bars in suburban Detroit in September for a possible Halloween attack. Mohamed Ali and Majid Mahmoud, co-conspirators, were inspired by the Islamic State group's extremism. In fact, the father of one of them, when he told his dad about what he wanted to do, said, "That's a great idea, son. I fully support. If you feel called by Allah to kill gay people, then you go right ahead." I wonder how that fits in with these marches. Did you see them marching together? Anyway, whistleblower turned him in. One American hero prevented a terror attack, according to U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi. I just wonder how Democrats will reconcile this long term. Maybe they're not. In fact, how's it going to work out for, again, the 84% of women in New York City, 18 to 29, that voted for Zohran Mamdani, when he just turns it into a free-for-all for criminals. It's already dangerous. You're already seeing women absolutely brutalized. And it's not even the, I mean, the beginning of what Mamdani's going to do. I just wonder, these people think what you women, you know, they let these rapists out. I mean, you just Google rapist release New York City and then just read them. You just go page after page after page after page. Rape suspect, multiple, you know, previous charges, convictions. I mean, I guess they just figure they'll just, you know, have a deeply reasoned conversation with their future rapist or murderer. Maybe that's what they figure. I don't know what they think. I don't understand. My son crash walks around saying, why do women think? I'm like, I don't know. Why do they vote the way they do? I don't know, son. Just join it. Just, you know what? You're going to just have to find your wife in a church youth group. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. They're crazy. Texture rates. Welcome to New York, the new Gotham City. Good morning, Tara. Another texter writes, I feel like those idiot LGBT people in New York hate Trump more than they like freedom when it comes down to it. Yeah, I can't read that. Okay. Texter writes, Tara, Trump is on the right side of history. That alone makes him and his amazing cabinet a target. Evil is at its peak. Yeah, I agree with that. All right. By the way, Democrats emboldened by the gains they feel they've gotten. They did do well in Virginia and New Jersey compared to how Trump did. I mean, they very much doubled the margins that, you know, Democrats did in the 2020 election, Kamala Harris did. So they should feel pretty good about themselves right now. I mean, Democrats were always going to win in Virginia and New Jersey. That's not a surprise. I mean, Trump didn't win those states against Kamala Harris. So the idea that Winston Sears was going to do it is not going to happen. But yeah, the spread was kind of scary. I mean, when you lose Hispanics in New Jersey by 30 points, that's going in the very wrong direction compared to Trump, who lost them by just 6 points. Yeah, not good. So anyway, Democrats are involved and they want to continue the shutdown. They think it helps them, which means until illegal immigrants get their free health care back, you don't get to fly, maybe. This is the beginning of it. The FAA lists 40 airports where thousands of flights will be canceled daily. It's going to be about 10% of flights as the shutdown sparks what Transportation Secretary Duffy is calling an unholy mess. Now, the good news is, I checked the list of the 40 airports. Greenville so far is not among them so far. They're going to try to preserve long haul flights and get rid of the short hop flights. But we got a problem because the air traffic controllers have already missed one paycheck. They will miss their second paycheck. You know, most important thing, as we know, is illegal immigrants getting free health care in violation of federal law. It's crime, but whatever. They will miss their second paycheck on Tuesday. And what Duffy's saying is there's two things going on here. They're beginning to work is basically like, you know, Uber drivers and take other shift work. We don't want them doing that because it's dangerous. They're tired. And then you're just going to begin to see them not come to work because they've got to pay the bills. They're going to take another job. That's going to shut down flights. So Democrats love this. They think this is fabulous. And we'll see. But and here's the thing, folks. Keep in mind, this shutdown, remember, was only a 7 week temporary stopgap. We only got 3 weeks of it left. After that, we were going to have another vote. So, I mean, at the rate we're going, we can't even get through the first one, can't even get to the second one. I don't know. Will there be flights for Thanksgiving? Legitimate question. Exit polls are rolling in, folks. One third of Jewish voters, backed Mamdani, who, I mean, he and particularly his mom just open anti-Semites, not really trying to hide it. One third of New York City Jews voted for him. 63% voted for Andrew Cuomo. 3% backed Republican Curtis Sliwa. So interesting, two thirds basically of Jewish voters in New York City did not vote for him. The number one story in the country right now, it always surprises me what the number one story is. I'm kind of addicted to it. I check it all day long. It's not what you would expect, but it does say a lot. Number one story in the country, FDNY commissioner, New York City fire commissioner, so the top fire cop, basically top fireman's a better way to put it, New York City top fireman, Robert Tucker, has resigned from his position due to the election of Zohran Mamdani. He is, in addition to being the fire commissioner for New York, he's also a Jewish leader. Says he does not want to serve under him. He is, you know, uncomfortable, particularly with his views on Hamas, which he has refused to condemn despite the atrocities committed on children and women. Mamdani, who's faced criticism for his anti-Israel rhetoric, has pledged to be mayor for all people. But Tucker, a prominent community figure in the city's Jewish community, will return to his previous role at a security intelligence firm, says he does not want to serve under me and Kami. I don't blame him. It just blows my mind. You've got a guy who has refused to condemn Hamas. Look, folks, their chief tactic, aside from the murder of the 1,400, was rape. And brutal rape. But I mean, the source on that is the New York Times. Guy refuses to condemn Sharia law, gets 84% of the female vote, 18 to 29. You know, some people say some women like a man who slaps them around, abuses them a little bit. I don't know about that, but these Democrat voters like it. Now, see, like, they go for the guy. They tell you they're feminist and then vote for the guy who supports Sharia law and Hamas? The rape gang? I mean, Hamas's key tactic was rape. If you were female, they rape you before they kill you. Then after they kill you, they drag your nude body through the streets so they can spit on it. Condemn that? No. Democrat women love it. They do. It's the craziest thing. I can't understand it. Texter writes, no ID required voting. No telling how many illegals voted. No, because there's no ID. Much less how many times. Texter writes, a minor correction. Those liberal white women who vote stupidly are not overeducated. They are over indoctrinated. Yeah, that comes with the education, I think. Texter writes, scripture to back up what stupid women are doing. 2 Peter 3:6-7. I don't know that one. I'm gonna look it up at the break. You've got me curious. I'll see which one that is. Another texter writes, hey Tara, don't Democrats have to fly too? So wouldn't they be cutting their own throat? If not, they should be banned for flying. No, because remember that Senator Chris Murphy explained to us on MSNBC over a year ago, the most important people to us are illegal immigrants. He said that. So right now, illegal immigrants can't fly. So if they can't fly, nobody could fly. And the only place they could fly is out of the country. So yeah, no, they don't care about us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.